Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio by Erica Drum, TV chef, recipe developer, food stylist, content creator, and so much more. Gareth Mullins is not here today, so Erica has happily stepped in. And you've got something quite delicious, which I sampled during the commercial break.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted. I have to prefix that I'm usually a dinner girl. I'm usually the savoury. And when I was asked to come on your show, I said, you know what, 10:50 in the morning, you're going to want a little some treat, an 11s, I suppose.
This is an Irish apple, brown butter and cardamom cake.
Yes, and you might taste a little bit of cinnamon in there as well.
It's soft.
It's moist, I think you like to say.
It is. Now tell us what we need to make it.
So the brown butter is probably one of my favourite elements because it is essentially getting our gorgeous butter in Ireland, which is so fabulous. And overcooking it. You know, you put it on the hob and you let it bubble up, it foams and then it becomes brown. That's the solids, the fat solids start to get, the salty bits start getting brown. And in France they call this beurre noisette. I can't pronounce it very well. And so a noisette is nut. So actually it gets kind of nutty and deeper in flavour. The recipe I originally created was for rhubarb and with cinnamon and cardamom. And then being seasonal, I love changing with the seasons. And apples, these are from my father-in-law's house in Leash. They are falling from the trees at the moment. Yeah. You know, if you have an apple tree, you have surplus. You know, we can't eat them fast
enough. I see in my area there are people who sometimes just leave a box with apples and for people passing to pick up.
Isn't that gorgeous? Like, I just think that's fabulous. But it's very sad because there's nearly too many and people don't know what to be doing. So this is one recipe that I love. So yes, you need your lovely Irish cooking apples. There's many varieties you could use. Of course, you could buy them in the supermarket, but do ask around because I'm sure there's people that will be delighted to give them to you. The brown butter. And then the cardamom, I suppose, is just to give an extra little je ne sais quoi, I think. I love cardamom and I don't know if we as a nation know it well enough or use it that much, especially in sweet things. We'd get it in a curry and stuff, but in sweet things, I think it really fits here with the apple and then the burn noisette, which gives that nutty, and then the cinnamon. So it's quite a warming cake.
Okay. Now you need 200 grams of plain flour, a teaspoon of bread soda, your cardamom powder, cinnamon, pinch of salt, 3 Irish cooking apples peeled and cut into six thick slices. And the amount of sugar you need depends on whether you're doing apple or rhubarb.
No, actually, sorry, there's a typo there. The sugar is, so we slice up those apples and then we toss them in a bit of sugar and then they either go on the top of your batter or the bottom. So the apples, you know the way they're quite tart, as are rhubarb. So really the mixture is made quite like, I created it to be easy because I love making soda bread, brown bread, and it's a very forgiving recipe. So it's the dry ingredients, quite like any cake really, dry ingredients. So you sieve the flour, the bread soda, and then the wet ingredients being the milk, with a little bit of lemon, or you could use buttermilk, so that acid reacts with the soda. Then you've got your egg in there, but you've also got your brown butter, which has been cooled down a little bit. You don't want it to be too hot. And then you mix the dry with the wet ingredients, so that has your sugar and your spices in there already. And when you put it into your tin, you can line your tin with a little bit of parchment paper, butter again, some brown sugar, and you can either pour the batter in there and put the apples on top, or you could put the apples on the bottom and pour the batter in, which is what I've done there.
That's what you've done here, the apples. Yeah. I wondered, have they sunk to the bottom? But
they
no.
can do it depending on the size of your slice. But it doesn't matter really. You know, it's quite, as I said, a forgiving.
Okay, so the time to actually make the wet and the dry ingredients and put them together, how long?
Well, I'd say you could do it in 10 minutes if you're concentrating.
Yeah, if you're if you were focused, you could do it. Yeah. And then the cooking time and the temperature.
So you preheat the oven. It's always very important for to 180 fan oven. And that is quite a normal heat. If you want to do it a bit higher, you can get a browner edge on the outside. And for about 35 to 40 minutes, but it really does depend, Pat, on your tin. Like, we can give a measurement of a 9-inch round tin, but if you only have a square or you want to put in a long one, that's fine.
I was looking at a cookery competition the other day, one of these on telly, and as the professional chefs all competing against each other, they had to make a souffle, but they had to make maybe 6 soufflés.
Wow.
And the problem was that the person who'd made the soufflé at home cooking one didn't take account of the fact that there were 6 of them absorbing the heat. So therefore, they needed more time, which they didn't give it. And what happened to the soufflé? Collapse.
Yeah. That soufflé is a tough one as it is. This recipe is the type of recipe. It's the opposite of soufflé. It is so easy. And you just pop a little stick or a fork or whatever you have into the centre. You might see a little wobble, that's okay, but if it comes back quite wet, pop it in for another few minutes.
And what do you serve it with?
Well, I've given it to you plain here with a little icing sugar, but I love it with yogurt, actually. I think it's really nice, that little bit of
tart. Sweet and sour is good, yeah. Very good. All right, well, we'll put the recipe up on our website so people can access it in all its fine detail. But TV chef, recipe developer, I'm trying to remember all of this, content creator, food stylist, Erica Drum, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.